York on 98.9 FM. Chelsea Bond and Angelina Hurley have a yarn and a laugh about what makes a mob wild this week.
Well, what are you? Are you an Aboriginal or not an Aboriginal?
I'll identify this time as black fella.
It's Wild Black Women on Let's Talk. And here they are. Chelsea Bond and Angelina Hurley.
Hey, can you hear me, sis?
I can.
Good morning. We're talking to each other through the glass.
Hey. This feels weird.
Two really weird. Studios.
I'm not sure what to touch here right now.
Talk about isolation.
Yeah. But good morning.
Hi.
It's Friday. We're live, wild and black in the studio and isolated.
Yeah. It's so
weird. Oh. Dear.
Okay. While you're getting a grip of everything... I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land we're broadcasting from today, the Jagera people on the best country. Like to acknowledge the surrounding TOs of the Brisbane area and wherever everyone is listening into from today.
Absolutely.
Hey, and hope everyone's staying safe and well and healthy, huh?
Hey, and keeping clear of each other. we have the good fortune to still be on the air and still be able to do this show.
Yes.
Of course, we're all talking about coronavirus. There's no escape from it. And each day there's new rules and restrictions upon our lives and for good reason.
Mm-hmm.
So today we thought for the show we might just have a bit of a change of pace not to be disrespectful to those who are having to cope with quite profound and massive changes to their lives and livelihood.
Yeah.
The death toll here in Australia has risen to 11, I believe. Tragically, people who've lost their lives. We wanted to not avoid the topic, but talk about the things... about not things that made us wild this week, but some things that made us smile and things that gave us hope this week.
Yes.
And not to dishonour those that are suffering and that will continue to suffer through this, but just because sometimes we need to have some conversations that do give us a sense of hope and joy at times.
Yes.
Bless.
And a bit of a laugh or something.
Mm.
People are already getting bored, and it's which way? Any week one?
Yeah, I think bored, but also lonely.
Yeah, that's
You know, like I think. You know, we've long been told that advances in technology means that we can stay more connected than ever. But what we're realizing the falsehood of that proposition and the importance of human contact, and how important it is for all of us.
Once you've been told you can't do something, it just makes you want to do it even more. I just want to go visit someone and I can't.
Mm.
Like, oh, I'll go visit my cousin. Not even.
No. And particularly for our elderly, you know, who are deemed most at risk during this time and therefore we're meant to stay away from, yet we're already at risk of ill health because of the social isolation that they can experience. And so this just compounds it even more for our older generation as well. And so it's requiring us to think about how do we care for each other in a different kind of way during this time.
Yeah. I've seen a few people put up posts about how's your mental health and how are you going on your own. But, you know, give people a call too. Ring up. It's good to hear a voice if nothing else.
Yeah.
Have a yarn.
Because, you know, everywhere you go, people are throwing hand sanitizer at you. But asking how you're feeling or hope you're okay is just as important as that hand sanitizer right now. We are all in this together and some of us are facing the consequences of it sooner than others and more significantly than others. So I think that's the other thing for me. It's made me appreciate the things that I do have. I really have been able to appreciate the bit of breathing space work-wise that I've been able to be given to be able to be present more at home. And and so I want to make the most of that time and just, recognecting with the people that I can in my own home that I can connect with better because work had taken me away from things a lot.
Yeah.
So it's nice not to have to travel and just to be home. That's certainly been a gift. But what also prompted this, of course, was Cardi B, who
she's not coping, this sister.
Well, she was at first. She gave us this special moment. If I can play it, but I don't know if I can. That one. Yeah. Well.
Coronavirus.
That moment.
She sounded pretty happy about it there.
Coronavirus.
She did, but they're no good. This week it's a whole different story, bless her.
Like, I shouldn't be eating cereal. Like, I should be in a restaurant eating sushi. I'm so tired. Like, why are we going through this? I don't understand this.
I do like the fact she's crying about having to eat cereal while she's still eating the cereal.
Yes.
I'm sick of it. Absolutely sick
from
of
her
it.
Mansion with her really long nails and done up to the nines.
Yeah, she's
suffering.
She's holding it together just. stay strong, Cardi. Stay strong. I do love that her original rant on Instagram got remixed and it's now on the Billboard charts.
Oh, get out.
You know, last week, I can't get that song out of my head. Well, it's in the charts. It's taken off.
Yeah, it's your fault. People,
bless. So we're going to try and think about some of the news this week that made us smile, made us laugh, or some good news.
Okay, so what do you think about the school shutdown stuff? I don't understand why they're not shut down, or are they shut down, or what's the go?
Look, it's all about the terminology. I like the Queensland schools yesterday. It was announced will be student free.
Okay.
It's kind of the fancy way of saying shutting down, maybe. I don't know.
What's the student free mean?
Or who knows? So from next week, Queensland schools will be student free. But if children who have parents who work in essential services will still be allowed to attend. Day one today was for me with some of my kids. And so I did rouse them. If you don't get stuff done today, then just know I'm working in an essential service and you'll be back at school if... Day one, and I'm threatening them with
day one threats.
fun times. So I think a lot of the kids are happy that the student free school announcement, which you know what annoyed me though, and I know it's supposed to be happy stuff, but it says you know there was an announcement that you know kids could just study from home because there was this whole campaign about shut the schools down, shut the schools. What about the poor teachers and protect the teachers? Yesterday someone was complaining about the online activities and how bad they were. Like one day. I'm not naming and shaming.
Oh, you know, parents.
Parents are now complaining about some of the, you know, the how ridiculous the schedule is and this and that. It's like, well,
can't make...
No one's
ever happy.
Just roll with it.
Yeah.
Like there's some things going on right now. Just get on with it. other good news, New South Wales are locked out of Queensland.
Hey, we got a hotkey for that?
I don't know. Well,
we should do.
That's the one. There was another one too, but it's gone, I think.
Oh, we've been trying to make that happen for years.
Hey, and let's send all those Queenslanders who go for New South Wales back over the border too.
Hello, right? There you go. See you later.
other good news, you had a good laugh at the Italian mayors.
Oh, the Italian mayors are going off. They're serious.
They are serious.
Were we going to play them or no?
I don't think you could. I think that there were too many swear words.
Oh, okay. Well, it's true. Well, they were they're going off at all the locals still. They're in total lockdown. They're in a more serious situation, way more serious situation than we are in. And there's people walking around in playing ping pong in the park and the mayors are all just going off telling people off. They're going to get one threatened to get a flamethrower to everyone.
One mayor said, "Where the F are you all going? You and your dogs." one said, "I stopped him and said, look, this isn't a movie. You are not Will Smith and I Am Legend. Go home." And then, yeah, this is the one. I'm getting news that some of you would like to throw graduation parties. We will send the police over with flamethrowers. Vicious.
Vicious, they're serious. Vicious.
I don't even know what to pay for that.
Yeah, that was funny. There's a collection of those. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Getting in a mobile hairdresser. What the F is that for? He said loudly. Do you realise the casket will be closed?
Oh, shut up.
Ooh-wah. Ooh-wah. We need an ooh-wah button. And in other news, first time I agree with a Sky News headline.
Oh.
You ready for it?
Go.
Prince Charles is super spreader.
Did they steal? You played yourself.
Did they steal that from NT News? That's a good one. And they're not wrong.
Prince Charles has tested positive for the coronavirus. Hey. There's been all this footage of him out and about going, was this the moment he caught it?
Really?
Yeah. Because he had a few appearances and he was in a meeting where someone else has since been diagnosed and stuff.
Oh.
So, yeah.
There's a lot of conspiracy theories going around too.
Oh, please stop them.
Hey. No, maybe Meghan and Harry knew something that we didn't know. Maybe they left the country
social
early.
Distancing. Yes. They started it before. Yeah,
as
they
far
got the
away
memo.
From the royals as possible. Mm. Oh. If it's not true, can we start it?
I think you just did.
Okay.
Look, we're going to do some more news this week. Headlines that made us smile or laugh.
Yeah.
You're going to throw the first song, Ange. Your sister Christine.
Hey, sunshine on a rainy day.
the coronavirus outbreak continues, it's important to stay well informed. A national plan has been activated to manage the virus and support our community. As more is learned about the virus and the way it spreads, the plan will be adapted and we will let you know about the latest advice. For up-to-date information, visit health.gov.au. Together, we can help stop the spread and stay healthy. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Station sponsor.
Look out, you're listening to Let's Talk on 98.9 FM. It's Chelsea Bond and Angelina Hurley.
Hey, morning.
Hey, good morning. If you've just joined, it's the Wild Black Woman, and we're talking about some of the things this week that kind of made a smile, or some of the good news things that came out this week.
Yeah, because there's a lot of depressing news online and on the news.
It is. And mental health and well-being is really important. So I thought we could talk about some of the blackfella responses as part of that good news, because we want to know about survival and resilience and coping with change. Blackfellas can teach you a thing or two.
Yeah.
We've been doing it for a little while now.
Hey.
You know, Nikki Aloui tweeted this week something along the lines of, you know, about learning from Indigenous peoples around survival and news, and you know, said that as blackfellas we've had a lot of experience in trying to forge a life in a society that's built on our destruction. And so, yeah, there's something could be learned from us mob. One of the shout-outs I would like to give, of course, is to all the way out at Inala, and, of course, Inala Wongara, who, you know, faced with some challenges around not being able to provide the same kind of, you know, community group activities because of the social distancing rules and restrictions, but haven't used that as a way to stop providing services to our community. And so... Yeah. They have redeployed staff in different ways, and this week had the playgroup coordinator provide meals to our elders who are at home and are thinking of new and innovative ways to continue to do community building work in this time of crisis. Because if there's a time that we need to do community building, it's right now.
Yeah.
And so shout out to those services that are using this as an opportunity to innovate and still be accountable to the people they're meant to be servicing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we've seen the withdrawal of a whole number of community and social services.
Mm-hmm.
And those workers are still getting paid to go to work or work from home, but actually aren't providing the service that they're funded to provide.
Yeah.
So I just feel that those of us who are fortunate enough to still have a job have a responsibility to do that job, because the retail workers are, the healthcare workers are. we have a responsibility in this time of crisis, and to not just think about ourselves but to continue to think about others and what contribution we can make beyond complaining on social media about how bad things are.
True.
Anyway, that's Auntie Chelsea's rant for the morning. Good news. But, yeah, so shout out to Wongara for, you know, using this as an opportunity to do things better.
Yeah.
And shame on those services who aren't doing the same. You have a responsibility. But it's typically them ones that don't work in our community that don't think that way as well. I'm just going to say that. other good news, Ange, in terms of community news, I want to give a shout-out to our AEDA, the Australian Indigenous Doctors Association, our black doctors who... this week called out, put out a media release about some of the encounters of racism that mob are experiencing in the health system during this crisis.
Yes.
Are we surprised, though?
No.
Not surprised at all, but certainly really proud to see our black doctors put out a strong statement about addressing racism in the time of crisis. And, you know, for a long time in the health sciences and the and health service provision, we're told not to talk about racism because you'll get white people offside. Mm. Our people need services and need access to health services just like everyone else.
Yep.
So shout out to AEDA for making that public stand and bringing attention to that those things, because those stories are terrible about what people are experiencing.
Yep.
Also want to give a shout out to another black doctor, Chris Rella Baker, who was on Twitter this week. But he put an article out in The Guardian through Indigenous X yesterday. And he made a really good point in that he said, we live in dangerous times, not unprecedented times. This is not our first infectious agent to devastate Australia, but our collective memory as a nation and the great Australian amnesia have failed us. The consequences will be lethal. And he talks about the fact that Aboriginal people have been exposed to this before.
Mm-hmm. We all know that.
More than one occasion. Well, look, people have forgotten.
Yeah.
You know?
And
so it's important to think of this in its historical context.
Yeah.
That we have dealt with this before and there are lessons to be learned from the past. Not just getting over it, as some people say we should. So it's a really important article, and not one you'd expect from a medical doctor, but really gets us thinking about health in a more broader way. So I'd encourage people to check that one out. What else, Ange?
I think. Well, thank goodness there's some stimulus packages and some government funding and money coming out to support people, helping people, everything from New Start increases to funding and stimulus packages for the arts, which is, you know, all of those people suffering greatly as well, immediate loss of income straight away from the art sector. But, at least it's slow. But
yeah, I mean, it has taken a while to increase New Start payments.
Yeah, my goodness.
and
the lines, oh, my goodness, the pictures of the lines of people. Terrible.
Hopefully, though, the people's experience with Centrelink during this time will not be forgotten after this time.
Yes.
And there'll be some more empathy shown to job seekers who have had to long suffer the indignity of this system.
Yeah.
And its brutality.
Yeah.
Under the sort of mutual obligation and all that kind of stuff. It's not an easy ride.
No,
being on Centrelink.
The stereotype rhetoric and discriminating dialogue that comes out against these people all the time. Why don't they just get a job? Mm. Now you know why.
Yep. Fortunately, not too many of my friends are whinging about the doubling of Newstart. Otherwise, I'd be blocking them.
Okay.
Also, we saw changes finally to the suspension of the Indigenous CDP having to do the
the communal obligations thing.
Thank goodness.
Yes, that was just ridiculous.
I mean, if workers are still getting paid and they're not providing services, then surely the unemployed can still get paid for being unemployed. Like, surely they don't have to turn up to work.
I don't know.
Work for the dole. Come on now. We've seen also there was an announcement, of an injection of funding to the community-controlled health service sector, which is good news.
Yeah,
because we know, and we had Angela Young from Quake last week.
Yeah,
these services at the front of these efforts to protect our communities from these bloody cruise ship passengers who suddenly are traipsing in and out of our communities.
How did they just walk off a boat and not even get checked at customs? They just walk straight through customs.
I don't know how any of these international visitors got out of Sydney.
I don't know. What are people doing still travelling around like that? Why?
It's insane.
Why are they getting off planes internationally and then just disappearing into the community or travelling to another community? You're supposed to be isolated immediately, aren't you?
Well, that's I would have thought.
Yeah.
What made me select the because we've seen I think 5 cases in the Northern Territory. And they're actually international visitors that came through the state. It was only just over a week ago that you had that NT politician calling for a suspension of the stimulus payments to Indigenous peoples because of the risk of blackfellas spreading coronavirus and alcoholism, yet the cases that are there are not blackfellas, I guarantee you.
Hello, they've all been visitors to the communities.
People on cruise ships and birthday parties up at Noosa. Come on now.
Thank you.
Don't you think it's poor black people that are spreading the illness?
Yeah, all the communities have been locked down. They've locked down their communities and somehow people are still getting in. There's a story going around about some guy flying his private plane into a North Queensland community and getting off.
getting off the plane.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking that, Charles, but yes.
I'm really immature, Angelina. I'm just so immature.
Well, it must have, yeah. Must have been pleased with himself that he could get away with doing that. But apparently he was caught in quarantine. But, yeah, what on earth?
Mm.
He wasn't a black fella.
No. Speaking of getting off, Ange, you were talking about this. You had a story about the Spanish army.
Yes, I know. Apparently it's been going around for ages, but you know me, I don't keep up on things. I just find out things at last minute, next minute.
Mm-mm.
There's pictures of these hot Spanish army men going around helping everyone. I'm like, where's our help like that? We don't get any help like that.
I would have had no objection to the intervention if them fellas look like that.
Hello. I probably.
I still would have.
People thinking they need a bit of an intervention when they're looking at this team of Arigos. But I just love the dress code.
The dress code was pretty impressive.
Oh, isn't it what? When you sign up to this little troop.
But didn't you get in trouble for loving on them?
Yeah, well, I did. Wait there. I did get in trouble for loving on them because, like, apparently when you sign up, you have to get a uniform that's two sizes too small. The first four buttons of the shirt has to be undone the whole time while you're carrying your machine gun.
Aye.
And it comes in a beautiful teal colour. It's just, they're so hot. Oh, my God. But then I got yelled at by a Spanish person, and rightfully so.
Uh-uh.
Because they said to me, they're apparently a fascist brigade set up by one of Franco's cronies. Sorry.
I was cannot be serious.
I demand that he be a man.
Well, I'm not into supporting dictatorships, but I was just looking.
Just look at, we're not supporting dictatorships. But this song goes out to you, fellas.
Soldier boy, oh my little soldier boy, I'll be true to you. You were my first.
listening to Let's Talk on 98.9 FM. It's Chelsea Bond and Angelina Hurley.
Hey, it is. Good morning.
It is.
In isolation from studio to studio.
Hey.
It's through glass and everything.
It's a little bit awkward. It feels a bit different. We're just in two different rooms. We can see each other.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Sign language. You have to learn some sign language.
But you know what? We're focusing on the positives this week.
Yes, we are.
For a change.
Yes.
Can I just give a shout out in terms of positive things that have happened?
Yes.
Netflix watch parties. I haven't done one yet.
No, either am I. There's a few going on.
But I also hooked up my mum with Netflix yesterday, gave her my password.
Awesome.
Showed her how to find stuff. I'm not sure what she's watching just yet. But that's one important intervention you can do for your elderly
yes.
family members who
yes.
are isolated.
Fill them up on tech.
Send them around an iPad. Clean it first. Send them an iPad. Hook them up with the Netflix. Give them a password.
Yeah.
It's a great community service. So those of you who have access to it, you want to share it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep people at home. And while we're on it, can I also give a special mention? Tiger King.
Everyone's watching Tiger
you
King. I watched it last week.
Oh, did you watch it?
Yeah.
Okay,
it is the weirdest for any Migaloo to make an assumption about the dysfunction of Indigenous communities. Just watch that. Seriously, it's the weirdest thing. What on earth?
It's
these people.
I'm just so conflicted about it because you kind of get who really is the bad guy in all of this? Because they're all. Really?
Oh,
and there's some serious issues here. Like, I feel bad about laughing about some of it.
Yeah. But what can you do?
It's such a clever documentary in terms of how it unfolds. You know, you think you've got a handle on things.
Yeah.
And it goes to a place you didn't realise it was going to go to.
Yeah.
And there are some really serious issues so that, you know, so it isn't all fun and games. But the Twitter hashtag Tiger King, you have to check it out because that is I was really annoyed because I felt like I should have done a watch party with Tiger King.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was Tiger King and Love is Blind. They were the two for me that I'm like, I need to talk to someone about what's going on as I'm watching it.
I can't wait for there's a series coming up where SNL comedian Kate McKinnon is going to play Carolyn Baskin. She's going to be great. I can't wait.
I never knew that this whole sort of subculture existed.
There's 24,000 tigers in captivity in the United States and 4,000 in the wild.
Times we're in right now.
What are they doing?
Well, apparently people like taking photos. And who? I didn't realise that tiger cubs were chick magnets.
Neither did I. Does it work the other way around?
But I loved at the start where he had he was doing a, you know, say no to drugs kind of show in schools, and then he realised the kids weren't listening, so he brought in a tiger, and then he brought in some magic.
And then
if you're a kid growing up with that show, would have put me on drugs. Would have thought I was on drugs.
Yeah, hello, you didn't need them.
It was crazy.
And the albums he was putting out.
Oh, those albums. We've got to get a song.
We should have got one. His music is classic.
Yes.
But Gunung now in jail for 27 years or something. What is it, 22 years? Died.
I just feel like he shouldn't be the only one in jail. I think they all should be.
Surely there's
enough evidence in that documentary.
Lock them all up and in a cage. Let those animals go and put them all away.
It was amazing how these weren't zoos; they were cults.
Yes,
and the how loyal of to a point. Till the drugs run out, how loyal they were and idolised these guys that were.
Yeah.
And even the Carol's cult, that was weird.
Tiger cults. Who would have thought it was a thing?
Who would have thought? But the other things that have got me through this week, blackfella TikTok. And when I say blackfella TikTok, that is for people under 30.
even though there's more that aren't going around.
What you mean?
There's more of TikToks that of people that are over that going around.
Yeah, no, that needs to stop. look, I do love TikTok. I love to watch. I know that I have no place being on that platform. I'm not on Snapchat. Look, that's borderline. I think that's the rule is less clear on that one. But there are some platforms that like I've aged out. not to be ageist, but I'm just going to say, look, let the kids have some things to themselves.
Yeah,
you know.
I'm only watching it when people sending me stuff, and I'm like, okay, that's funny.
It is funny, but not in the funny way they think it is.
No.
Blackfella Twitter, of course, is getting me through. But some of the creative responses from black people, can we give a shout-out to Nada Media
and
the
little auntie. Clip
they put out? Auntie there? Let me play it. Oh, hang on. I've got to put up in there here. Look, I'm getting used to this technology.
Ooh, I make the water run. Add some soap and sing goodbye, Corona. Oh, I'm making bubbles come, bubbles come. Scrubbing hands is so much fun. Goodbye, bye. Fingers to the rock, side to side. And I'm being kind. Wash your mind every time. Every time. Bye, 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 bye.
Woo!
Bye, Corona.
Hey.
Bye, 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 Corona. Bye, 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 bye.
Bye, Corona, indeed. I have Daniel's auntie.
Oh, I love her.
But also, I want to give a shout out to CJ. CJ's back on CJ's Vines with black woman responses yarns around coronavirus. The visuals aren't there, but you can piece it together. Are you pressing buttons then?
This person really wants me to meet up with him. Hello, coronavirus. I'm not getting coronavirus to no one. Here, where's my babies? Put them on the phone, please. Nah, I said put them on the... You better not have them at school. What did I say? I said keep them at home. They're my grandkids. I don't care if they're your kids. They should be safe. Bring them to my house. If anything happens to them kids, I swear to God, something's going to happen to you. Here, turn that Xbox off now. How are you going to go when we're going to go back to traditional ways because of coronavirus? You'd be there crying. Turn it off now. Got to start getting your mob used to it. Did you just cough on me? No, I don't think so. Get your corona happen hole out of here, thank you very much. Get out of my house. I don't need this kind of negativity. We're trying to close the gap. You're out here trying to kill me. Yeah, Shirley. Yeah, this kid's here talking about someone named Rona on Facebook. Get out of it. Yeah, Rona. Some little troublemaker. I don't know who she is. Can you have a look? Rona Virus. Her name? Rona Virus. Must be Nelly's daughter or what. I don't care if you're my nephew. Don't come past that gate if you've got coronavirus. Ladies and gentlemen of the supermarket, I have an announcement to make. Please listen up carefully. Sovereignty never ceded. This is Aboriginal land. Therefore, I will be getting the last packet of toilet paper. Thank you. There will be no questions. This is Aboriginal land. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, don't need that kind of negativity.
Hey. Hey. Oh, there's been a... few funny responses from videos from black followers on social media.
And, yeah, I do feel bad sometimes of sharing some of the joke stuff.
Yeah.
And I've seen people that now posting, oh, look, it's not that we don't take it seriously, but it's laughing about the situations we're in as part of what gets us through.
Yes. Hello, haven't we always done that as black followers? Give us a break.
We have.
We're not making fun.
We have. And I'm sorry, when people are turning their man's jocks into face masks.
Oh, my God.
Taking suffering your jocks to a whole new level.
Hello.
You've got to laugh at that. Like, what are you supposed to do?
No, it was very innovative.
We're already
I was
human.
Amazed. I was impressed by that. As long as they're clean.
But even then, I'm not putting them on.
Don't make out. I know you've done that before, wearing them on your head. Come on. I know. Yeah, it's better than the fashion industry coming out with a whole brand of matte face masks.
Oh, the innovation. You've got to admire the innovation. But the innovation and creativity, I've got to, we've had Sorry Business, of course, this last week with one of our most revered uncles, Uncle Kenny Rogers, and his sad passing. But I'm sorry, I'm not sure if this is too soon, but there was a meme going around on social media.
I didn't see it.
If I can read it to you. Kenny Rogers dipping in the middle of the apocalypse is the most know-when-to-fold-them shit ever.
on a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out. Darkness. The gambler, he broke even, but in his final words I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough. You got to know when to hold,
when to hold,
know when to fold
up,
know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold.
On 98.9 FM, it's Chelsea Bond and Angelina Hurley.
It is. Oh yeah, bless him.
Yeah, yeah. R.I.P.
No, just respect Uncle. Like yeah, and the gambler.
Yeah, everyone loves him in our community. Eh?
Hey. But yeah, we're at that time of the hour. We're going to start doing our shout outs. I want to give a nomination this week to someone I want to give honorary Wild Black Woman status to.
Yes. That happens every now and again.
Yeah, it does.
Only for a week.
And it's an elite club. But yes, membership is temporary. You will not be granted a skin name. Your auntie status is just for this moment.
Yes.
So enjoy it. It's your time to shine. My honorary auntie status goes to Auntie Caro's Arrow on the AFL show.
Yes.
Where she had a response to some of the AFL players and the players, some of the comments that were coming out of the Players Association around the negotiations around the pay. Thanks. Given that the AFL has been sort of, I don't know, we're calling it suspended or footballer free period. but here, you haven't heard it, eh?
No.
Have a listen. Good theme music
too. Before I start,
Let's have a listen to some of the players' comments over the last few days.
It's very wild. Look,
we've only got to go back maybe, 3 weeks ago, and 45 to 50 of the best players of the game put their hand up and said, we will help Australia raise $8 million and put our bodies on the line, which we go out and do for a job, and we love doing it, but we will do that for what we want to do. We want to be a part of helping people that have been through bushfire.
I think Jack Rewald spoke about the bushfire relief, but AFL players are really generous and give up a lot throughout their period when they're in the game as well. We have players that do an incredible amount of work within the community. And only, 6 weeks ago, there was an $8 million fund raised from players playing in the bushfire relief game. Every year, players donate well over $500,000 from our players' care fund.
This arrow was directed at whoever it was at the Players Association who advised AFL footballers to use their participation in that bushfire relief game as a selfless act. Mm. Please. Mm. Sure, it was a great event and a lot of players gave up their time, as many did, to raise money for a critical cause. But Jack, and it pains me to say this, you are my favourite player. But bodies on the line, this was a fun, bruise-free kick and giggle. And I would have thought to do so much good at a critical time was a privilege and a gift. And whoever it is, if you actually believe that what you did was a sacrificial act, then you live in a bigger bubble than I thought. And what a pity you have used such a wonderful thing as a bargaining tool in a PR battle you were losing so badly.
That's Caro's arrow. Oh, you can do it over there, Sam. Caro, I might have an Eddie's exorcist because I'll sue you and raise you because
Strange timing of the arrow, but every time those players brought up that bushfire relief game...
It jarred, and you're right. So I'm not taking umbrage at anything you said there. That's fair and reasonable. I just think that the footballers have got plenty to come and they will sacrifice and they'll do the right thing. But my exocet is at the people who continue, knowing they've got coronavirus, to go out into the community, who are so selfish and are infecting other people. And a person who is 51 years of age, I understand, is on his deathbed at the moment because some idiot wouldn't put themselves into hibernation for 14 days. And people are still continuing in parts of Melbourne and Victoria to walk into chemist shops and say, I've got the coronavirus, and turn them up to other places and get around and just won't pull their heads in. The players will be canonised before some of these other people. So we'll just take a good look at it. Caro, I think we're going to have something, hopefully, to talk about in the next break.
How he redirects the discussion.
How typical of a man to take over her moment, just going to say.
Hey, try to mansplain some other way. Get out of here.
Hey.
What are these?
And I'm sorry, but who was still playing football when people were saying, don't go to football? But,
hello.
Yeah, okay.
They tried to continue the season. Go sterilise, sanitise some balls or something, whatever you do in your meantime. Shut up.
I like a really positivity show that we're doing. Yeah. It's really, like, captured
how
the
we
moment.
Go?
How you go? but yeah, no, I how solid was that? I think, part of the reason having some yarns about good news and stuff is that, we could focus on all the things that we can't do, all the things, and of course this has profound impacts upon people's lives. There's no question about that. But we have to think about all of us, that it's not just our own circumstances, it's everybody.
Yeah, hello, no one's suffering and giving more than the health services now at this point.
And it's time, and so many people on minimum wage that are still having to turn up and to be exposed to people who may be sick. But I think, this is the time to have empathy for all people, including the people you've never thought about before this.
Yes.
Instead of just yourself.
Yeah, hey.
So I think there's an opportunity for us to be a caring, more caring society than, more selfish.
Yeah, claps to Arnie Caro there.
I also want to give my A Wild Black Woman nomination shout out to one of my favourite sisters, my favourite black epidemiologist, I have to say, Dr. Lisa Wopp.
Hey.
It's her birthday today.
Oh, do we have happy birthday key? No, not anymore.
No, you can just sing it maybe. I don't
happy
know.
Happy birthday to you.
We could do a, happy birthday. Well, maybe you could sing We Are the World to her.
No, that is off the roster.
Lisa would love it. She would love it. So happy birthday, Lisa Wop, Dr. Lisa Wop. And make sure you send her lots of birthday love today. I know that you've been working hard during this pandemic as an epidemiologist. So big shout out to you and to all the mob working behind the scenes tirelessly.
Yes.
We also want to give a shout out to a couple of the brothers. My brother Kevin Yayi for turning up this week for me. Shout out, it's a big thank you, Kevin, as you always do, turn up. And shout out to Chris Rella Baker for turning up this week on Indigenous X and writing the Guardian article. And Dr. Derek Chong, who'll be turning up on Indigenous X this week as well. Solid Aboriginal psychiatrist. Also happens to be Mudanjali, just going to put it out there. So shout out to the black men to be turning
up. Claiming up.
For a change, you fellas.
No, man, the brothers are doing some good things on social media too and reading kids to reading stories to kids, mm-mm, children's books and stuff. It's been nice.
Yeah. You got any other nominations?
Not for this.
I just took them all.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, also, yeah. Sorry, shout out to Mum. I just got a text.
Oh, true. Why? She's listening in.
She got onto Netflix last night.
Oh!
You want to know what she watched?
What? Did she watch, Tiger King?
I did recommend it to her. She didn't get to it. She watched I Am Tonya.
Ah!
Yeah, it's a classic. It's a classic.
It's good.
So,
I watched Colour Purple yesterday.
Oh, really? It's been ages.
I know. When you haven't seen it for so long, you forget how good it is.
It's like a whole new movie, yeah.
It's, yeah, brilliant.
So all your mum got Netflix passwords. Share it around. Not your germs, not your lies.
not your germs, not your lies.
Share that. Share some love. And we can all have a Netflix party together at home.
That'd be cool. Let's do some.
We should play them on. Okay. Well, we'll see you mob next week.
See you next week, guys. Stay healthy.